The golden statue of Athena inside Nashville's Parthenon stands at a towering 41 feet 10 inches. It's said to be the tallest indoor sculpture in the Western Hemisphere. Surrounded by huge stone columns and pink Tennessee marble floors, the Parthenon is certainly a sight, but a new concert series will explore how the space can sound. Kara McLeland from our sister station 91 Classical has the story.
Tourists come from all over the world to see the architectural grandeur of the Parthenon. But it is precisely this architecture that makes one thing particularly difficult inside the building.
We've always wanted to do a music series in the Parthenon, but it's a really challenging sonic space. The reverb time is about 5 seconds. We have struggled for a long time to figure out how to do that.
That's Justin Tam. He's the partnership director for The Conservancy, an organization that seeks to preserve and enhance the Parthenon, in part through funding art events and lectures there. After witnessing lots of concerts, album release parties, and private events, Tam's figured out what really works in the space, musically speaking, and what really doesn't.
A band doesn't really sound that great in the room, so really loud noises and really percussive things don't sound that great. So we thought, why don't we try having people write music for the space? And strings, vocals, horns, things of that nature tend to sound really good in there.
The Conservancy decided to create a series of concerts featuring music specifically written for performing inside the Parthenon. It's called Echo, as a nod to both the Parthenon's significant reverb and the mountain nymph of Greek mythology. The series will feature 4 concerts throughout the year from local musicians. Composer Jordan Lenning says he saw the lengthy sound decay not so much as a challenge to overcome, but as an integral part of his composition.
My piece is written for 3 horns, 3 violins, and 4 singers. And the decay of the room is certainly the other musician, because the piece really wouldn't work without the decay. So for instance, the piece starts with this 8th note ostinato. It's real chromatic, and it's fast, but it's supposed to sort of become this, gosh, I don't know, this cluster of sound. But in a big hall, it's going to sound awesome.
That's a snippet from Lenning's piece, The Birth of Minerva, performed by members of Lachlan Strings and recorded by Acme Radio during a rehearsal inside the Parthenon. Justin Tam, with The Conservancy, hopes the series will appeal to Nashvillians who are used to having the Parthenon right in their backyards.
The building gets about 300,000 visitors every year, and the majority of those at this point are out-of-town visitors. And part of this series and a lot of other things The Conservancy is kind of pulling together right now is to bring more in-town visitors, because most people are like, I've been to the Parthenon when I was like 6, or I went on a Greek history tour when I was in 6th grade. But there's not a lot of people that have been using the building in terms of like seeing it as a cultural center.
With Echo, The Conservancy hopes to give Nashvillians a chance to experience one of the city's most iconic spaces in a brand new way. For Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical, I'm Kara McLeland.